We walked in silence for a little while. Then I said, I'm going to call it off with Anne-Marie over Thanksgiving. I started to phone her, then didn't. If I'm going to do it, I guess I better find the guts to do it face to face. I hadn't been aware of coming to any such decision, not consciously, but it seemed I had. Certainly it wasn't something I was saying just to please Carol. She nodded, scuffing through the leaves in her sneakers, holding her little bag in one hand, not looking at me. I had to use the phone, called SJ and told him I was seeing a guy. I stopped. When? Last week. Now she looked up at me, dimples, slightly curved lower lip, the smile. Last week? And you didn't tell me? It was my business, she said, mine and Sully's. I mean, it isn't like he's going to come after you with a... She paused long enough for both of us to think, with a baseball bat, and then went on, that he's going to come after you or anything. Come on, Pete. If we're going to do something, let's do it. I'm not going riding with you, though. I really have to study. No rides. We got walking again. The steam plant lot seemed huge to me in those days. Hundreds of cars parked in dozens of moonlit rows. I could hardly ever remember where I left my brother's old Ford wagon. The last time I was back at UM, the lot was 3, maybe even 4 times as big, with space for 1,000 cars or more. Time passes and everything gets bigger except us. Hey, Pete? Walking. Looking down at her sneakers again, even though we were on asphalt now and there were no more leaves to scuff. Uh-huh. I don't want you to go breaking up with Anne-Marie because of me, because I have an idea where... temporary. All right? Yeah. What she said made me unhappy. It was what the citizens of Atlantis referred to as a bummer, but it didn't really surprise me. I guess it'll have to be. I like you, and I like being with you now, but it's just liking you, that's all it is, and it's best to be honest. So if you want to keep your mouth shut when you go home for the holiday, kind of keep her around at home, sort of like a spare tire in case we get a flat here at school. She looked startled, then laughed. Touché, she said. Touché for what? I don't even know, Pete, but I do like you. She stopped, turned to me, slipped her arms around my neck. We kissed for a little while between the two rows of cars, kissed until I got a pretty decent bone on, one I'm sure she could feel. Then she gave me a final peck on the lips, and we started walking again.